members of the pay board, George Bolton, terms of price commission, and Dan Grayson, Tom Stanford. They resulted from that famous October 7th announcement here concerning phase two.
Go ahead.
I think I just got two or three thoughts, really. The first is that, I think the judgment of almost everybody, your new economic policy is working, and has worked, and represents a very bold and courageous set of unprecedented moves that you announced last August. Secondly,
last August, the year.
The year of the August. Phase two part of it, I think, is a terrific example of cooperation between government, between the private sector, between business and labor, between the members of the pay board and the price commission, and various other units in the economic stabilization program. It would not have worked without that high degree of cooperation, voluntary compliance, and interdependency. The goals, we did quite make it on the CPI, it's about 3.2%. Deflator's a little lower, so I like to use that. WPI is a little higher, but if you look at commodities less food, it was very good. If you look at food, it was not so good. But I think there are other parts of it that are important. The bureaucracy was kept small, as you asked, and I think to the credit of the people in this room. If you not cycle the growth of the economy, which you were concerned about, the need to reduce the unemployment level, whatever it was, 5.9%, now down to about 5%. So clearly the administration of this program did not inhibit that growth that we were concerned about. I think also the fact that you wanted this to be considered a temporary program has been rare art.
themselves and the staff. It's been one of the directors said one of the great experiences is to find that level of dedication and commitment. And it, really, I know what the words in the public interest really mean now. They mean much more to me than they ever did before. And I think phase three is a tremendous step in the right direction. I'm firmly committed to the ideals of moving back to the free market, and I think I hope phase four is that complete return.
I saw Bill Martin predicted that phase three would work. Thank you. Mark was turning toward authoritarianism in the Philippines, and we thought democracy was going to be the answer to the worries of our country getting worse and worse. Overall, when you look at the enormous increase in not only demand, but ability to satisfy that increase, what it is, it's not only the United States, which is the best market in the world, but in many other countries in the world. This is just a question. I'm sure it's a question of enormous increase in demand. And this is good. We've got to find ways now to deal with it. You know, I'm just reflecting a bit. I'm right in the middle of now. We get through with one crisis, we get another. Now it's the energy crisis. And listen to CBS. 2 years ago, they had covered. Last year was a farm. This year it's energy. In this case, there's always an element of truth. And this is looking at the energy crisis and talking to people about it. It is that first there are uncertain items like what's going to happen to the Middle East. Are those governments that are in the Saudis, the Gulf States, and the rest, are they in Algeria, are they so potentially unstable that the sources of supply will dry up as they did when Mossadegh took over in Iran 1 year ago? And of course, even the Shah is acting a little bit cold. That's only part of the problem. Overall, the thing has turned completely around from what it was when George Shultz, if you remember, Don, had headed a committee for oil imports. It's hard to realize that was 3 years ago that report was made. It's hard to realize that at that time he, of course, advocated a greatly expanded increase in, well, renewable quotas, basically, not totally. And you remember the heat that came down here from the independent oil producer all over the country, just raising the devil about it. And because of the heat, we found that we could, we lived in the Congress, Democrats, Republicans, from out there through the great flame states, or this is 1974, actually. And so we backed off. Now you have a situation where things turn completely around. We said, can't get it in. We should have built the Alaska pipeline last by yesterday. We've got to, because the independent oil producers in this country are going to do all right. Now, I digress. There's a question. Why is the problem? Why isn't it just, it isn't just a question of shortages. It's a question of an enormously increased demand by the world, which we have encouraged. Which is slowly but surely moving in that direction, becoming more and more industrialized, which needs the energy. So this is a good thing. If the mood charge is due to the fact that people have the ability to buy more, that is, of course, a salutary thing. If your energy shortage is due in great part to the fact that all over the world, countries that were previously primitive wouldn't even think shall we say, something like central heating, let alone central air conditioning. Now we're moving toward it. So there is a demand for energy such as we never believed would exist. And these great untapped resources, the Soviet Union, the nuclear power, and all the rest, these are some of the problems that, of course, but what you, all of you, have been perspective is you have dealt with what is really a, we trust, a temporary problem. One has to watch very closely, tightly, because now not only what government does to the demand, we're trying to hold that, what the private sector of the economy does to the demand, in terms of both prices and wages, will be a critical factor.
You know, Mr. President, these people in the room had to deal with the problem of food prices during the last year and a half, but they also helped to cause part of it, in line with what you're saying, because as the economy got stronger and as real spendable weekly earnings went up, people had more money and real growth went up. There's no question that contributed to demand for food and for better cuts of meat. And so you're quite right. As the economy's healthy and grows, expands, people who have more money and more desires.
Can we take credit for that?
Weren't for the separation of church and state, what we really ought to do is to subsidize the Seventh-day Adventist and all our crusades. Stop that.
due to the increase in health costs, is to have a massive shipment of the key to the scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy all over the country, and to reduce the amount of people using health care. They're not being able to sell it anywhere.
There's none of that. I'm trying to Christy, you just get the religion out of it.
That's true.
If you go too far with this, Don, then what are you going to do about subsidizing those religious groups in this country that are against abortion? They're going to fight the Supreme Court.
That's right.
True. Well, let's not do it. Well, I want to express appreciation of the back and forth of your church so many times. Thank you. But you really have done it's a so many times groups like this engage in activities that you can't see in your time whether it works or doesn't. And in your case, you came in at a time when I would say the majority of opinion among, should we say, the thoughtful economists, I think the majority opinion was very skeptical about phase two. We stopped the freedoms and then came the vote. And after phase two, the doubt of the work, you go back and read all the television commentary and the thoughtful opinion, at least we see here, we doubted it would work and it was reflected in the market. And I remember when you were under barrage, and you were under barrage, and so forth, this is not a word. Every decision was, should we allow this increase, or should we address this now? Would labor cooperate, and so forth. And then we come on to the situation where you live through all that. And now at the present time, at the end of this year, 3.2, you're able to see that maybe it is. And believe me, that's the time to get out.
Thank you. because of not working, apart from other reasons. On the other hand, his taking that leadership position is an indication of courage. And as you know now, he's moved to the base, and he saw what we did. He's trying to make the same mistakes. But on the other hand, whatever the case might be, his problems are infinitely greater because of the lack of discipline to judge among labor. It's interesting to note that we've had our differences with labor. We will continue to have a meeting in Miami today. I'm probably complain about food prices and shit. But the fact that American labor didn't like it but still went along with enormous tribute to labor. The fact that many segments of business didn't like it but still went along is an indication that we still have a sense of discipline in this country that is quite good. That one wondered whether it could be developed in peacetime after we went through what we did in the period immediately after World War II, but let's just move on without the stimulus of war, oil, depression, that's how it would work. But here in peacetime, it worked. That's what really is the thing that I would hope you do in your books to get across. It's an enormous tribute to the American people, business people, labor people, consumers, etc., that they reflect. They did this because without, well, you know how much strength you had, and you know how small your staffs were, you knew how inadequate the criminal, so-called criminal penalties were in this instance. This would not have worked had it not been for the fact that you had out there in this country of 200 million people, you had a great number of people who made decisions, who decided to do the right thing. You all help. And I think this is maybe an encouragement for the future. It doesn't mean that in our private enterprise competitive system that businessmen and labor people we can expect in the future are going to make decisions on what's best for the common interest. They won't. They're going to make decisions on the best of it, on what is best for their selfish interest. And their enlightened selfishness is what brought us where we are and will bring us along the way further. But I'm inclined to think that on both sides they realize that their selfish interests would not be served by allowing these inflationary pressures to go up. They were just chasing or taking control or on a treadmill, putting it where they want. And responsible labor leaders saw that, responsible leader, business leaders saw it. And as a result, we have done rather well. But we can only hope that phase three, which will require even more sense of discipline, that it will succeed. Of course, there are a lot of market forces we trust will work in our direction. What do you think about, Arnie, about Bill Martin's suggestion? I dread this Martin's figure. I think he's a little bit pessimistic. Well, you're putting on a bet on the council says 2.5, that seems to be very optimistic. Well, 4.5 is a little too pessimistic.
I think that's the outer edge of pessimism. I think the critical factor is what's going to happen to food for two reasons.
Yeah.
One, because that's an important component to the index itself. And secondly, this factor that you were just talking about, Mr. President, the sense of consensus, labor's capacity to act responsibly is far more to be a reflection of the feelings of the rank and file. The extent that food prices go up, it will be very difficult to keep wage increases within a tolerable limit. So I think it's a nervous situation,
right?
It can't be achieved.
Well, Bill's probably reflecting that, as I said. So he tends to be perhaps more tolerable. But perhaps as well, just to have somebody out there holding up that warning flag. And he has done that very quickly. Well, the thing you know, we spent more time on.
I just
Yeah, they don't care these target markets.
It's not that they're that expensive, but for those who serve in the Navy or Price Commission, you visit each other's homes, you see the ashtray, that's the indication that you serve far, far beyond the call of duty that you're in this government. Appreciate the fact that you handled yourself so superbly.